September 30th. The religious mind includes the scientific mind. A religious mind is free of all authority, and it is extremely difficult to be free from authority. Not only the authority imposed by another, but also the authority of experience that one has gathered, which is of the past, which is tradition. And the religious mind has no beliefs. It has no dogmas. It moves from fact to fact. And therefore, the religious mind is the scientific mind. But the scientific mind is not the religious mind. The religious mind includes the scientific mind. But the mind that is trained in the knowledge of science is not a religious mind. A religious mind is concerned with the totality, not with a particular function, but with the total functioning of human existence. The brain is concerned with a particular function. It specializes. It functions in specialization as a scientist, a doctor, an engineer, a musician, an artist, a writer. It is these specialized, narrowed down techniques that create division, not only inwardly, but outwardly. The scientist is probably regarded as the most important man required by society just now, as is the doctor. So function becomes all important, and with it goes status, status being prestige. So where there is specialization, there must be contradiction and a narrowing down. And that is the function of the brain.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.